Ace Podcast.
This is the Coming
Clean. Clean Podcast.
With Stan and Marty.
Welcome to Paradise. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, the number one, that's right, numero one podcast that talks about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach and the Hills. But right now it's Monday, so you know what that means. We are in 2018 talking Siesta Key. As always, I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and with me as always...
He's a big boy.
...is the mender of hearts. It's Sam.
All right, let's cut straight to the feeling here. A lot happening in this episode. They could have paced. I know last week we said it was a little bit slower, but now they just threw everything at us.
Yeah, they threw a lot, but there was only, I don't know, there was only some big, like one or two big points, and they all kind of came to the head today.
So I want to start with, what's her name? Juliet, Jalex, Juliet and Alex. So they're a fish back together to the chagrin of the entire
everyone in the world.
Town of Siesta Key. Yes, and the entire Twitterverse outside of hashtag Team Juliet. Shouts to you guys.
I think all of Siesta Key did a big giant like, ugh.
Yeah, here we go again. Yeah, from Siesta Key to Tallahassee, just one collective groan from the crowd. But hey, they're back together. I'm sure they deserve each other. What's your take on this? How long will this last? We got, five episodes left in the season?
I don't know. I feel like it might just continuously last.
Yeah,
I think people are going to kind of forget about both of them if they're together and they're not getting in the mix. I think they become forgetful. Like, I'm over it. I'm past them. Their drama is... unimportant at the moment.
Yeah, probably, or mostly because there isn't too much drama between them. Like, Alex hasn't really been going crazy. His pursuit of Juliet was what caused the drama earlier on, and when he got her, it was like, yeah, all right, now we're back to kind of normal.
I'm more concerned about his pursuit of this law degree.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, is he going to class? I don't know. I'm still waiting for the day that they're like, he dropped out. I don't know if it has happened yet, but...
Yeah, well, they'll probably discuss that later on if he does, but... Yeah, I mean, based on their social media, they're just still chilling.
Yeah.
Unless it's like the easy... Unless Florida law, I guess it's a lawless state, shouts to Florida. It's like... I don't know. I don't know what the bar exam is like in Florida. It's like...
I think they're all the same now. It's like a multi-state program. It's...
any lawyers listening, don't add us. We don't have money. That brings us to our sponsor, Zip. Oh, no, not ZipRecruiter.
Celino and Bob. Yeah. Injury attorney.
Side note, speaking of college, geography?
So I think Madison posted the explanation of what the geography was, and it was more than I thought was in the class, but I was like, I'm pretty sure you go over geography in, like, sixth grade, and
it's just part of social studies.
Yeah, or it's just, like, class, maps.
Yeah, but, hey, if you want a good dose of geography, I would suggest the Friday edition of the Coming Clean Podcast. We sometimes talk geopolitical studies there in our trivia time, and we rarely get the answers right.
I mean, who remembers anything from 2007?
Not me. So Okay, so Alex and Juliet, they'll play a little bit of a role later. Everyone's sort of just creating drama around them instead of just letting them be. It's like we get that Juliet and Garrett have broken up and that they're yeah. back together. It's all over the Snapchat. Chloe already outed them. So it's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, everybody just wants to keep rehashing details. And I mean, I guess it's only been like 1 or 2 weeks old in between these episodes, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, get over it.
All right. So next thing I want to talk about before we get to the meat of the situation, Garrett and Kelsey, you know, mending fences, Kelsey looking genuine in her apologies and wanting to let bygones be bygones. Garrett seems cool with that. But, you know, we're getting a lot more personality from Garrett this week. And I feel like he's been misused early on.
Yeah, I was saying, I tweeted out saying, I think the editing is really not shown how like funny he is, and they've just like turned him into like a hunk of meat option.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe the full content that he's providing isn't that great, but I don't think they're using him enough, because it seems like he definitely has like funny scenes,
right?
Like when he was doing the montage with the dress up, like yeah, they could have hit home more there. But I think they're trying to stick with the whole he's a genuine nice guy, not really funny,
right?
Bland
he
character.
He can be funny and nice. But
yeah, but like they're trying to make him so bland and he's only into working out and there's nothing behind him, when I don't think that's not necessarily true.
I will say, speaking of funny and kind of bland, just the shout out to Carson, who I believe stole the show this week. That guy's hilarious.
He could be a 5-tool athlete out there. We still need to see some more from him, but he's got the potential.
Yeah, he's like a you know, the rookie coming into the big game and, you know, dropping a couple of points, catching a couple of passes, and you're like, all right, this guy's got potential.
Yeah, he's got some hopes and dreams out there.
So, first of all, and this will transition us in nicely into the heart of the episode, where it's really Brandon trying to delay the inevitable with telling Madison about what had happened, his transgressions the night before. Not the night before, but during his performance while she was out in New York.
Yeah, so probably the week prior.
Yeah. I'm just realizing, since it was the Halloween episode, they should have just had Madison, instead of being a vampire, dress up as a cat, and then Brandon be a mouse, just so while the cat's away.
Juxtaposition or something like that.
But, you know, if you need writers or producers, hit me up at Coming Clean Pod. Shout out to my Twitter, at Marty Merck.
Also, you can't leave Instagram. Me now, man. You can't leave me now.
I'll throw you in. I'll give you an AP, an associate producer.
I mean, if
you'll get an IMDb.
If Alex's dad can be an executive producer, why can't I?
Yeah. Well, you don't have millions to spare.
And I also don't have a DUI, so that's okay. Oh.
Tea, spice, everything nice. So Brandon, you know, everyone's sort of pushing him to come clean. Shouts to our podcast at Coming Clean Pod, and tell Madison, because obviously Madison's arguably the nicest person in the key. So everyone's pretty much friends with her. She doesn't really have any big issues with anyone. There was like a little bit of beef with Canvas, but it's not.
I mean, she told her to step off. Yeah. So
But that was just her, you know, defending her ground. It wasn't because Madison was being.
No, it mean. Was because Canvas was stepping in the wrong area.
Right. So we got Carson, you know. First of all, Brandon thought that, yo, I'll tell Carson, this guy doesn't really talk.
He was telling his bro in confidence, and then instead of getting like, all right, man, like.
Yeah, so what's your take on this one? I know the whole bro code kicks into gear here, but, you know, does the bro code take precedent over the truth?
It was what happened was like so unprecedented for I think just a show in general.
Yeah.
That like usually you would see like, oh, bros talking about football analogies all the time, and he would have like hyped him up and like told him not to say anything.
Right.
Carson came out of left field being like, yeah, you probably got a terrible conscience, like you seem like super guilty, you probably should say something. I think that threw everybody for a loop after that.
Yeah, and then during the bonfire, he just kept like egging him on with one-liners.
Just, I mean, we would probably do the same thing in like a group of friends, but I don't know if we would have laid it on that thick to somebody.
Yeah, or at least not in front of the... We would have, you know, busted each other's balls there when the other parties involved were not there, if the women were not there. Like, if they, like, they went to the bathroom, we'd be like, yo, the hell was that, man?
Yeah. Not like, wow, this is making my life really awkward. Can you please, can you please fix this?
Yeah, I would, if I was Brandon, I would have, like, just grabbed, like, a stick and then, like, flicked ash in Carson's face just to distract him. Bro, shut up, man.
Yeah.
Getting too spicy.
You're messing up my life right now, man.
Yeah. Or his vibe, want to keep it wavy.
Not wavy goodbye is what I'm saying.
Oh, damn. So Carson, you know, trying to do his part, you know, trying to push Brandon to the truth. Again, we'll leave it up to the good people. Let us know. Bros over hoes, as the saying goes. Did Carson break bro code? And well, he did break bro code. That's not the question, but
he would have broken bro code if he said something.
Well,
he didn't say anything to Matt. He put some guilt on his buddy.
Yeah, I mean, he blew up his spot basically during that bonfire.
Yeah, but Madison wasn't there though.
Yeah. Is he justified in doing that, or do you take your friend's side? Sort of like what Hannah did for Juliet, which I think she played it really well, where she, you know, she expressed her concern as a friend, but since it's Juliet's decision, she was like, fine, I'll support you, but, you know, I warned you, and if that's what you want, you got to deal with the consequences. I thought Hannah did a pretty good job here.
Yeah, and then you'll always know her true feelings because she clearly doesn't like Alex, so she'll give you some good facial responses.
Love Hannah. Love Hannah. I've been calling this since early season one. Need more Hannah. I was the first one on that bandwagon.
But she goes to school, so I don't think she's fully available all the time.
And she doesn't know what geography is either.
Hey, should have looked at the syllabus.
All right, so related to the Canvas, or not Canvas, the Brandon situation, before we get to Canvas, we get to Chloe, who gets filled in by Canvas.
Yep.
Sort of, this is like wave two of people trying to catch Brandon in a lie. So Chloe gets the at least Canvas's side of the details, which in itself is a little... Obviously, she told the truth. She told what she saw. She clearly has an agenda, which surprisingly Chloe did not really take into account. Madison was a little bit more guarded when all that went down, but Chloe was like, okay, yeah, you got juice. I'm right here.
Squeeze the juice.
And Chloe, you know, tracking down the boys. That was...
It's absurd. Like, is it like the producers, or if this is who she is? Because she's a genius.
I know she can't track Juliet because she's blocked.
But yeah, I think everybody just got hit with that new Snapchat update, and then they're like, oh crap, didn't realize it.
Yeah, so watch out when you're out for Valentine's Day. It's going to be right there. It's like, yo, I saw your Bitmoji walking in this restaurant, so I thought I'd stop by.
She's gonna get Paige and Polly Paul next.
Oh, true. Yeah, they're next on her crosshairs. So, okay. So she tries to out Brandon, and he goes with a Shaggy, wasn't me.
Yep.
That excuse. Polly, I mean, you know, sort of raising an eyebrow, you know, come on, bro. We all know what happened. So that didn't convince Brandon to come clean either. And we get to finally to the party, and Canvas takes it into her own hands.
Yeah, which I did not necessarily appreciate. I think it was fine that she was... She should have sent it through somebody else. One, yeah. Canvas, like, basically was laughing in her face at the same time she was telling Madison.
Right.
And, like, have somebody else do your dirt. Like,
she wanted her cake and eat it, too. She wanted to get...
Revel in it.
Yeah, she wanted to open up that opportunity with Brandon by breaking them up, but also she wanted to get the Madison reaction of her world crumbling down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and which is, I mean, she got it. She gets what she wants.
Straight up Bond villain, but I kind of love it.
I mean,
team drama.
She's a Chloe sub A, but like more spiteful.
Yeah, just Chloe just revels in the. Okay, yeah. What's your take on Chloe? Like, is she? She has a lot of power in her hands in this circle of friends.
Because I don't know if she's just trying to keep things right and keep everybody so honest. Or she's just trying to cause drama. It's like a mix of both. Like, she's trying to make everything right and everything correct, I guess. But at the same time, you're, like, destroying people's lives.
Yeah, it's tough because she obviously is the keeper of a lot of information, but she's... Okay.
The way she dispenses the information doesn't seem the best.
To be fair to her, she is an equal opportunity tea spiller.
Yeah.
It's not like she only talks crap about Juliet.
If you got tea, she will spill it.
Yeah. So nobody's safe, which, you know, is fine. But, yeah, she has too much power. And is she using it for the good? Or does she just, you know, want the attention?
We might have to pull the audience on that one.
Yeah. So let us know your thoughts on Chloe at Coming Clean Pod. I know... There's some mixed reactions. Obviously, without her, the pot is not stirred. But, you know, would you welcome a Chloe-type friend into your friend group, I guess is the question. Will you risk that?
No. You need full security clearance when you become my friend.
Yeah, we need a background check, and I will not allow GPS preferences on my phone. Okay, so, yeah, Madison confronts your boy,
Bradison. Chef Boyard BG.
Yeah, Bradison looks like it's donezo, so she confronts him.
Theoretically.
He hesitates a little bit, you know, because she, like I said earlier, she knows
she did a trap. She like, heard something and then was, like, being flirty with them and then dropped it on him.
Mm-hmm.
And He kind of confessed-ish.
Yeah, it was weird. He was, like, in the middle. It was like, I did it, but... It's like, bro, there's no excuse.
Yeah.
So either you completely deny it and just die on that hill and just, you know, if you're just going to be a complete dick about it.
Yeah, I mean, he could have gone the route of being like, I'm an artist. Like, this is just what artists do.
Right.
You know, he could have related to Jay-Z cheating on Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if Jay-Z could do it, you know, I can do it too.
Yeah, but he kind of chose the road. Like, he tried to smooth it over, I guess, and he didn't really explain himself very well.
Yeah, because it would have been a lot more different if, you know, the morning after it happened, he calls her, or right when she comes back, he'll be like, yo, I messed up. But to have her issue was obviously she had to hear it from someone else.
And especially it's Canvas.
Yeah, especially it's Canvas. She would have expected it from Chloe. Also, yeah, as you were saying, like, Canvas could have relayed the message through Chloe, because that's probably the safest way to get that through, because her and
but Chloe, I mean, Chloe knew this, and she, like, passed it off to Canvas. Like, she, like, Canvas was like, here, I'm gonna dish you the rock, and then Chloe, like, one-timed it back to her and be like, no, these are your points, you should dunk this home, which is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, the one time Chloe doesn't want to spill tea.
Yeah,
and Canvas was like, whatever, I'll do it.
So they're forming a little crew.
Yeah, so I know there's other, you know, more serious stuff happening on here. Oh, sorry, but what's your take here? I know we saw a little bit of the preview for next week. What's your Bradison Dunzo, or
I think Bradison is Dunzo.
Yeah.
There maybe might be like a little reconciliation, like maybe they are friends afterwards, mm-hmm. but I think she's too hurt after this. Like, it's hard to come back from that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I don't think, at least for this season, maybe it'll be the cliffhanger jumping into season two.
Yeah.
That could be a nice little, you know, through line to get us to the next season. But yeah, as far as this goes, they should just ride the whole conflict there and how mm-hmm. that all sort of plays out and whose side people pick. Obviously, Madison's.
Yeah, split the group.
Okay, so just rapid fire on the few topics we've missed. Polly Paul and Paige.
I mean,
it is what Polly it is.
Paul is so whack. I he thinks he's like fire, and he's getting like some, like, I don't know, some weird praise from Spencer and stuff like that. Wow. But like, get a better haircut. Just whatever you're saying coming in, like, I don't know if it's an act at that point, but he's just corny, man. Like, not smooth. And Paige wasn't having it. She was like, "You're kind of gross. Get out of here."
Whoa, spice. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of inconsequential these days. He's like an okay minor character. I don't really mind him. He doesn't. I don't know. I'll take it or leave it.
He should be the comedy angle, like,
right. Carson encroaching on that spot, man. Carson got the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we get the whole Tarek getting kicked out of his house. Not shout out to parents. But when he had the conversation with his mom, I sort of get it. I sort of get his mom's side of things where, first of all, can you just, like, shoot straight, ironically, with me and, you know, let me know if you're gay. And then also you got to give me time to, like, process that. Cause it is a lot, especially if he's basically an adult.
And she is very, like, they are very religious.
Yeah. Religious and old school. So, you know, it's not ideal. I think it'll work out in the end. Tarek seems to, you know, she seems like a nice person. He is clearly, you know, dealing with some stuff. But he's been handling it very maturely, so I don't think it'll be too huge of an issue. I think they'll find a resolution soon.
Yeah, it was interesting from that scene because when he was talking about the pool shooting and everything, and he was like, "Well, you didn't even say anything when it happened." But then at the same time, she was like, "Well, you've never told me anything."
Right.
So it was a weird, I don't know if, like, I'm not sticking up for her and what she's doing or however the situation is. But it's like a, I don't want to say there's a chicken before the egg, but it's like, do they just ignore it? Do they ask the questions? Do you say something in moments if it's like not true and like misconception? So it kind of seems like a lot of it spirals on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it's a tough situation.
Yeah. And I have, like, family is very religious too. And I have, like, gay relatives, and it was tough for them too, because, you know, they'll have their suspicions, but the parents will be in denial. So they really need the confirmation from the kid. And it's just a whole communication breakdown that really causes the issue more than the actual coming out.
And you never know how somebody's going to overreact. You hear the bad, you hear the good.
Yep.
And you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. So I'm hopeful for that. They seem like nice people. So I think it'll be all good.
Yeah, it didn't end in a big blowout
fight
yelling when it could have. It just kind of seemed
I wonder what it would have been like without the
cameras. Not on camera. Yeah.
Because that could be a whole different issue. But he seemed like he was close with his parents the way he talked about them. So if he does have that good relationship with them, that should be fine. Anything else we missed? Nothing really huge with Kelsey.
No, it seems like she's maybe going to try getting back with Garrett, or they're keeping their options open. We'll see. I think that was about it. I think it was a lot of little bits leading into one big moment.
Yep.
So.
And, you know, just a preview from next week, I really, you know, leading candidate for MVP, Carson.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping it's drama throughout rather than this last 15 minutes business. Yeah. But
yeah, I mean, I obviously a lot of there's some interesting conversations happening that are serious about, you know, real things that are happening. But now I'm going to Spencer's side where, yo, this is an entertainment show.
Yeah.
Just give me the drama. Give me the fake stuff. I don't need to deal with the real stuff. But, you know, all in all, still a good show. But yeah, I'm excited for next week. Carson looks like it's going to be a big Carson episode. He's going to shoot a shot with Kelsey. He's done with the friend zone, going for the end zone. Shout out.
He might get stuffed.
Oh, man. Oh,
doesn't look great.
I'm looking forward to... Oh, I really hope this bleeds over to a Rivals invitation for Garrett and Carson. That would be a nice addition there. Two kind of quiet guys. We'll see them in the real world house, and sparks will fly, possibly. And then CT will just destroy both of them.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, rookies, I mean, they'll be the first two out.
Yeah. All right, let's crown an MVP before this starts. Now.
It's the MVP,
MVP
of the week.
All right, we need your vote for MVP of the week.
I'm voting for Carson.
Hey. Shout out. Reasons.
I just think it was a good, wholesome fun. And good to see a new spin on the bro mentality. Not all bros are bros. Yeah. So,
yeah,
keep it up, bro.
Yeah. So I'm in between picking Carson or Hannah.
Okay.
And since I think I already picked Hannah before, so I'll give this to Carson too. Oh, unanimous MVP. Yeah, he's just goofy and just funny, and yeah, he does break the stereotypes a little bit when it comes to you would expect him to be like Garrett and Carson. You would expect to act like Alex,
yeah,
and someone like Alex, would not be on that show. But, you know, shout out to Brandon, or not Brandon, not shout out to Brandon, shout out to Carson, first MVP, first 5 minutes of airtime, making the most of it.
Gotta get it.
All right, now time for the bed.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C, oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, a lot of possibilities here. Who are you going with?
I am going with BG.
Ooh, he is just filling up that jabron zone.
Jabroni!
Yeah, it's tough to find anybody else. You could say maybe Canvas for reveling in saying something, but BG is the center of all this, and his delay of telling Madison it kind of proved that he was the jabroni of the week.
Yeah, I had a bunch of possibilities. BG was the obvious one.
Yeah.
Possibly Jalix was another one that I could have thrown in there. Yes, Canvas, I agree. Chloe as well, possibly. Tarek's mom, possibly. But yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. We're unanimous, and it looks like for the third straight week,
Jabroni!
BG, just, you know, not playing your cards right, buddy. They set you up as a big baby face, and this is like the biggest heel turn of the cinch, so not cool. Alright, so that's gonna have to wrap it up for our recap reactions for Siesta Key. We will be back next Monday. We got a little break this week from, well, we're in between seasons of The Hills, so we will not be on Friday, but we will be back on Monday to react to Siesta Key for Valentine's Day. For those who are lonely, have them contact us. How do they do that? Have them contact me at Marty Mark. Slide into the DMs.
If you're not looking for a date, go to Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon. A nice little Valentine's Day gift would be nice at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Send us any love notes to coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And as a gift to us, it would be great if you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. And last but not least, if you want some merch, maybe for your loved one, go to www.teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about us.
No more romantic gift than the gift of, a t-shirt and a podcast suggestion.
And maybe a sticker.
Yes, or a mug. Whatever you want. But yeah, as always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Paradise in You. Sam, what do the good people have to do?
Always rep the red.
Worldwide peace.